Thank you, Madam Moderator, and thanks also from my side to all the panelists for rather informative presentations. It's always a unique position to be representative of the EU because there's so many policies and ideas and initiatives that that we're putting forward as a as being a bit of an avant-garde of green transition. That there's always a lot of on one side criticism, but also praise. So personally, I take this as a compliment. Of course, all these policies are there to. I think nobody would say that they're perfect, but they are in the direction that I believe we all need to pursue. But let me go maybe 1 year back. I mean, we've had with the UAE consensus in the COP. There was this groundbreaking recognition that the fossil fuel era is coming to an end or should be coming to an end, and that we need swift, just, and equitable global transition to climate neutral economies. So we all know the ambitions of the EU. We've heard that there are a lot of good policies in place. We also heard there are a lot of policies in place which are challenging to implement. Nobody said that green transition is going to be easy, but the EU, I think, is very proud that we are at the forefront of trying to make this happen, and not only at home, but also in cooperation, collaboration with international actors and our partner countries. But of course, we all need to take our fair share responsibility, in particular in light of the IPCC findings that public and private finance flows for fossil fuels are still greater than those for climate adaptation and mitigation. So in this sense, we do call on all parties to, in particular other major economies, to operationalize their contributions to the global transition and away from fossil fuels in the energy system. And maybe just before ending, let me react to the usually highly cynical comments delivered by the representative of the Russian Federation. Trying to identify challenges in an undermined EU strategy and leadership at home and abroad, as I said, towards greener global future is not only disingenuous, given that Russia is in total, but also per capita, one of the greatest emitters in the world. But it's also highly cynical in light of Russia's actions in Ukraine when they're targeting and destroying the energy infrastructure and proving itself as, contrary to what was said, very unreliable energy provider. Which, yes, indeed, it has made a necessity for the EU policies, EU governments to identify new providers and build more reliable and resilient supply chains. So let me just say, it's rather unfortunate that Russia continues to use UNCTAD form to propagate its false and easily factually rebuffed propaganda, especially as it's self-evident that their invasion of Ukraine had and continues to have negative global repercussions in energy and food markets. Thank you.